morning, people. I just landed in your town.
Listen.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
If you've been here before, I should have said that.
Yeah, you should have.
On the TikTok thing.
Yeah. Oh, now you can.
It's too late now.
Start next week.
Welcome back if you've been here before, if you're stumbling across this from some weird internet rabbit hole. This is
Hashtag Just Saying.
And while we're prostituting ourselves, be sure to like, share, subscribe, hit the notification bell, ding, and it will let you know when we upload new content.
We are clean whores.
Yes.
We're not dirty whores.
Our rates are affordable.
We have affordable prostitution rates.
That's right.
You can watch
we can negotiate.
Hourly.
I'm open to negotiations. You can watch the first 40 on the YouTubes and listen where streaming things stream. You right. can check out pre-show banter on the TikTok.
Yes.
At hashtag just saying. Prostitution complete. Those do quite well, the yeah. pre-show banter.
I know.
I thought you meant the prostitution.
Thanks. Well, that... That does that isn't as profitable as I'd like it to be.
No,
we had a lot of views last week. Was it 3.4?
Oh, on the YouTube video, yes, yeah, yes.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
We had quite a bit, yes. Oh, and a chime, yeah. A chime to go with it. So, before I get into my own personal misery, how's everybody else?
Pretty good. Another day. Yeah. Nice day. It was nice out.
Was it? I wouldn't know.
Mine's that chilly wind breeze.
They don't let me outside.
That's still better. Than
let you out of the dungeon.
I just live in
back
the basement.
Nope. Nope.
Next week? Week after?
Week after.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
I'm doing another week of being home taking care of my mom.
Okay. How's she doing?
Recently. Recently, more bad days than good.
Oh, no.
No. Oh. Oh, dear.
So it's definitely time for my brother to start looking into some homemade.
I thought you
not homemade, like something homemade, like a pie or something.
Health made.
Health homemade.
Yeah.
I thought you had
they help.
A visiting person come in.
She's had a couple of nurses come in, but they only stay for like a half an hour.
Oh, so you need somebody longer.
As long as like an occupational therapist or occupational therapy.
You said I'm going to stay with her.
Yeah. No, there was physical therapy.
Like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
About 45 minutes at the most.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, they would come, you know, like maybe once or twice during the week.
I see.
Check on.
They had to work around her dialysis days, so.
Oh.
Which is Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday.
Oh.
She has a schedule.
Yep.
I'm wearing green, but you can still see me.
Well, it's a very olivey green.
Yeah.
And with the screen, kind of looks like you have shit on your shirt there.
Mm.
Was that maybe? Wait, right around here.
All right.
Jeez.
That's the microphone. Shadow of the microphone.
All right.
Oh, all right.
So you look dirty.
Hmm.
Where are we?
I think it's Jabba's palace. Jabba. Mr. Loverman.
Jabba.
Misa Maka Chewbacca.
Yes.
Yes.
Before we forget.
No.
Ooh.
It is Sean's birthday.
Oh, happy tomorrow. Birthday, Sean.
So happy birthday to Sean.
All right.
If you're feeling generous, pop a happy birthday in the comments.
Yeah.
Technically tomorrow, but we're celebrating today.
Well, that's fine.
Celebrate all week.
Be like Jay. Celebrate at the weekend.
That's right.
I'm 47 now. I'm not really celebrating.
Yeah.
It's just
like,
a number.
It's kind of like, eh, no.
You're really only as old as you feel. I'm 100.
Jesus.
Jay.
A quick parental story.
Oh. Hi, Mom.
I hope you're out of bed. My poor mom.
Oh, no.
I got to my parents on Sunday, and it was eerily vacant.
Oh.
And I'm like, what is going on here? So I popped my head in the living room, and my dad is sitting there. He was watching something.
Wrestling?
And no, but I don't remember what it was.
Okay.
But I think it was like How It's Made. He loves How It's Made, so I'm pretty sure it was How It's Made. So
I used to love that
he
show,
too.
He
was sitting there, and there was, like, it was just really, really quiet. And I looked at him, and I said, and I pointed at my mom's chair, because my mom has a special chair. And I was like, is she in the
VIP.
Yeah. I was like, is she in the bathroom or something? And he goes, nope.
Oh, damn.
I said,
this is intriguing.
It's not as intriguing as you think. Okay. I said, what did you do?
What did you do?
Is she mad at you? And he goes, nope, she's in bed. And I was like, really?
At least he didn't say he's going to kill her.
Because it's not, that's not like my mom. And I said, why is she in bed? And he goes, oh, yeah, she's sick. And I went, yeah. She's sick. And he goes, yeah. And I said, and you didn't think to call me and say, hey, your mother's in bed with, like, the flu? And he goes, I don't have your number.
You have your daughter's
and I
number,
went,
Bob?
He does. He's lying. He absolutely does. It is in his little flip phone from 1997. And then I said, there are young people in the house who could have texted me.
Right.
And he's like, eh. And then he looks at me. Then he looks at me and he goes.
So nonchalant.
Yeah. He's very, he looks at me and he goes, well, you know, you can go if you want. It's like,
damn,
I said,
wouldn't bother me any.
I said, but I'm already here.
Very abrupt.
Yeah. I said, but I'm already here. And he goes, all right, then. Sit down.
Have a seat.
So I sat down.
Want a cold drink?
So I sat down, and he was it was just like a pasta dish he was making. So he was in the kitchen, and then he comes back, and I was just like, I was kind of zoning out. The TV was on, and I was kind of watching it, but I was just thinking in my brain.
Okay.
And then he goes, you know what we should watch? And I'm like, what?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I was like, Cats Away. So now it's all like, whatever.
You should watch Hashtag Just Saying.
He goes, let's watch Bob Ross. Oh. So my dad puts on Bob Ross, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is like a narcoleptic nightmare. I was like, I just want to go to sleep. It's so calming.
It is. We used to get sleepy before
Happy Little Tree
doing the show, because we'd watch that before we used to do the show.
So
cleans his brush.
I love when he says it. Beat the devil out of it. So we were watching it, and then he was back and forth with the kitchen, and I was just sitting there going, ugh. So he comes in the living room, and he goes, what's the matter? And I was like, I said, you know what, God damn it. I was like, he just takes that brush and he makes a tree, and you're just like, yeah, that's a tree. I said, if I did that, it would just look like a pile of shit on the canvas. And he goes, well, that's why they pay him. That's why he paints.
Practice makes perfect.
I said, oh, boy. And then we were at dinner, and the children were at the table.
Children.
And then.
The little ones.
Yeah. And then my niece looks at me and goes, because my dad hadn't shut the TV off. So my niece looks at me and goes, does anybody else hear Bob Ross? And I wanted to look at her and go, no.
You're hearing things.
Why do you hear Bob Ross? That's weird. You should see somebody about that. You're just walking around hearing Bob Ross in your head. Wow.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh, boy, happy little
very,
cloud right
very
here.
Very soothing.
Yeah.
Oh, happy little cloud right there.
So he... So she was pretty much in bed the whole time. And I was like, oh.
Okay.
I hope so. It was a bad week for me, which we'll get into later.
Oh, damn.
And it was on my mind to like, hey, how you doing? But then I was like, if she's sleeping, I don't want to wake her up.
Yeah.
Nobody
probably,
likes
probably
that.
Took a gummy and sleep it off.
I took three yellows. I'm still asleep.
I woke up, and I was all better.
I hate, like, when you take a nap in the afternoon, and then you wake up, and you're unsure about what time or day it is.
Especially at the still daylight out.
Yeah.
You don't know if it's the next day, or if it's that same one.
Actually, if it's dark out, that's worse. Because you're like, it's at 3 a.m.? What's happening? 4 p.m.?
When am I?
What day is this? When am I? I like that. When am I? I don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
But then I was like, I was talking to a friend of mine, and her whole family is sick. And I'm like, what is going around?
Damn.
It's making the rounds.
It's that time.
I guess.
When the temperature changes from like cold to warm, you're like,
I'll be getting my spring cold soon.
That cough will be back.
Oh God.
A 4 month cough of yours?
Four months only.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she was about to cough.
No,
like,
no.
Oh, here it comes.
No, I was talking about Bob Ross, and now I'm just all, Exactly.
You really want to go to sleep, put Bob Ross on one TV, and then put David Alban Boucher on the radio.
He's retired.
Big time magic.
He retired.
I'm sure you can find lots of clips.
David Alban Boucher.
Probably.
Bedtime magic.
Everything's on YouTube.
You knew you.
6.7.
Yeah, like driving around, you knew you were, like, you didn't even need to look
dead.
At the clock.
Some Kenny
no!
G.
No! I was going to say, you didn't need to look at the clock. Like, if you heard David Alan Boucher, because he was the overnight DJ, like, oh, shit, it must be 2 o'clock in the morning. They call it bedtime magic for a reason. Go home and go to bed. Christ.
Nodding off while you're on the highway.
Yeah. Wasn't it you who told me your friend had fallen asleep? And driven, like, halfway home or all the way home before he woke up?
He passed 4 exits.
Just 4?
4 exits.
He made it through 4 exits without veering off or hitting another car.
Wow.
That's amazing.
How he did that, I don't know. But that's a freaking miracle.
Yes, it was. And how did you not hit the sleepy
Tesla
strip?
Driving car?
Yeah, you'd be hitting
bumpy things.
You'd be hitting the sleepy strip.
Wake up.
Yeah.
Get up.
Alert.
No.
Self-breaking. Well then.
Oh. So.
My turn?
Your turn.
Engine, you want to go first?
Engine thrusters on.
Oh.
The Batman thing?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like thrusters on or
thrusters
something.
Thrusters on?
That's your furnace. Right.
So, a good movie over the weekend.
What did you see?
It was Gone Girl with Ben Affleck.
Oh, that's an old one.
Yeah, I've never seen it, so I like that.
It's new to him.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah. I haven't seen it. It's new to me.
It was good. I liked it. It was on Amazon Prime.
Okay. So. Get any commercials?
Nope.
Oh.
So.
What is it with them? Because I was watching, like I said, I was watching.
No, it was Prime. It wasn't Netflix.
No, Prime has commercials too now.
I didn't see any commercials.
They were throwing commercials in the middle of my stand-up comedy. I'm like.
No.
I can't enjoy the punchline if you keep.
It's supposed to be
me in
ad
the
free.
Wrecked him. Damn near killed him.
Mm. It's
supposed to be ad free.
I
you
thought
pay for
no,
ad.
Prime.
You
yeah,
pay
for Prime wants you to go up, you know, in subscription to be ad free, and I refuse.
$6 or $5, right?
I refuse. I'm like, I'm not giving you more money. A Prime membership in and of itself is like $100 a year or something.
Damn.
I'm like, no, you're
and
not getting any more.
How often do you use it, man? Is it worth $100?
Prime, I use it. Lot. Even if it's not the viewing, it's like the shipping.
I feel like there's a secret plan behind all this.
Yeah, what's the plan?
They want us to all go back to cable.
We might want to.
Xfinity's over there like, yeah, we're going to be in the game.
I feel like we got the basic, and then they start putting more and more ads like YouTube does.
Mm-hmm.
Then they offer
ad-free.
Then they offer this Prime or Premium, which is ad-free just for another $7 on top of, you know, the $6.99 you're paying now.
Yeah.
And then they're going to start slowly putting ads in that and then come up with another level of ad-free. Yeah, get this.
Platinum level.
Yeah. I feel like they're going to keep doing that.
Wow. And we'll keep paying for it.
Yep. Because we're suckers like that.
I'm not doing it.
Tara refuses.
If T-Mobile,
take a stand, Tara.
If T-Mobile hadn't picked up my Netflix, I would have dropped them. But you know,
we'll
I'll
take
watch
care
it.
Of it for you.
So that's ad free.
Yeah.
Right now, Max is still ad free.
I'm doing it.
It's only a matter of time before they.
It's
you know.
Boucher.
Disney Plus is still ad-free, but, you know, for how long?
If you get YouTube Premium, you're ad-free. But it's a free two-month trial.
Yeah, but you gotta pay.
And then you gotta pay, like, $14 a month afterwards.
I will say this, and this has worked out splendidly for me.
Splendid.
Yeah, if anybody has, I had to dull this now. If anybody has a VPN, you can flip your VPN to Albania. Because YouTube ads are illegal in that country.
Oh.
So now whenever I watch YouTube, I watch it out of Albania.
Nice.
And I'm like, heck yeah.
Loophole.
Oh yeah. I don't mess around. I'm not sitting there watching this stupid ads. And it's all for like Liberty. The Liberty one. And the other one I cannot stand is Go Dog or something? With the stupid guy next to the pool, and he's like, dog, dog. And it's about like online betting or some shit.
I never seen that one.
Oh my.
I've been watching the ad free premium for like a month or month and a half now, so I forget.
I don't think I've ever seen that one. Well, I've seen it on regular TV too, because I was at my folks and I saw it and I cringed. Like a thing goes down my spine. I just want to, ugh. I want to dropkick the TV.
Liberty.
I hate Liberty. I hate Liberty. If they were the last car insurance on earth, I'd go insurance free. I would just like.
I'll take a chance.
I'd just pay out of pocket. I mean, you know.
I just won't drive.
I barely drive as it is. It's true. Like, well, I don't need to go anywhere.
So a Facebook crash the other day. Did that affect anybody here?
Not at all. I didn't even notice. I wouldn't have known if you hadn't told me.
I haven't gone on Facebook in probably a long time.
Yeah.
That was that and like Instagram, like whatever Facebook owns, they all went down like for a few hours on Tuesday.
People
posting, I survived the crash. Yeah. It's like, okay.
I'm on Instagram a little bit more than I'm on Facebook. I find myself like, I don't know, there's a couple groups on Facebook I'm kind of active in.
Yeah.
And aside from that, I don't really pay too much attention. Yeah, a lot of times I really just open up apps so that I can clear notifications. I don't like the little notification bubble. I'm OCD. I got to get rid of that. I don't like that. When the email, you get a little email, like, oh, you got three emails.
Spam
I have
email.
To clear that, too.
Yeah. I can't stand that for text on my phone.
Yeah.
Weather alerts.
Jay has his email app on his phone. He has like 13,000 messages. But it's it's all like spam shit, and I'm like, that would drive me nuts. I would need to delete the whole thing, and then like re-upload it, and hopefully have no notifications. I was like, that would drive me crazy. I couldn't have notifications bling, like that bling, sitting there.
Yeah, it's
maddening. But no, I didn't notice until you said something. I didn't notice that it was even down.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. Was there a particular reason? Were they doing maintenance or
I don't know.
Stealing people's phone numbers or something? Or?
Probably.
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me. I haven't heard radio DJs. I think it was like 105.7 and maybe some other station.
Yeah.
They're kind of complaining, when are they going to fix this so I can get back on my Facebook?
What, like,
are you really that obsessed or are you just trying to be funny on the radio?
Both.
Like, how old are these people?
It sounds like they're our age.
Really?
I don't know how old they really are.
Because I'm sitting there thinking, like, I mean, you know, people our age, like, before the social media, like...
MySpace.
You know how to function. I know how to function without social media.
Get your top 8 friends.
Yeah.
And one of them is always Tom. Tom. In MySpace.
I don't want Tom.
Does
there.
It still work? Is it still active?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes, because I.
No one talks about it though.
They don't. But my MySpace.
Yeah.
I know. Is because I logged into it. Like
you remembered your password?
Like 3 or 4 months ago.
Yeah.
Because I had photos up. Matter of fact, I remember when it was. It was when Jimmy Buffett passed away.
Okay.
Because I had photos on my MySpace page of when I'd gone to when it was concerts, and I wanted to grab those. I was like, oh, yeah, those are on my MySpace thing. Let me go grab
them. But how did you upload them to the MySpace?
What do you mean?
How did they get onto MySpace?
I mean, way back. This is like 10 years ago I went to that show.
No, when, but like, you had, they're on your phone, you upload them to MySpace. When they still on your phone?
No.
Oh, okay. I was just...
That was like 12 cell phones ago. So I
was 12
I must,
iPhones. IPhone
I know I
one,
must
iPhone
have
two.
Them. I know I must have them on something.
Right.
A thumb drive or a, you know, a ROM at this point. ROM. I don't know. I know I must
Let's
have them somewhere. But I was too lazy to look for them, if I'm honest. And I thought, I know they should be on my MySpace thing. And then I went into my MySpace thing, and I'm saying the word my too much. I hear it in my head.
Like Johnny Gill's my.
They had taken, what it is I don't know what they did. They reformatted the whole thing.
Right.
I could no longer, like, even though I could get into my account, there were no photos in there.
Really?
Because I guess maybe my account hadn't been active in a while.
Right.
But I was like, oh, Jesus.
Did they delete their account?
No, my account is still there. It's just the photos are not.
Oh, they stole your photos?
I think they did.
Sons of bitches.
I know.
Give them back.
I mean, they weren't great photos, but I wanted them, you know. They're mine.
They're mine.
Mine.
Can't have it. It's mine. Yeah.
Jason Kelsey.
Retiring.
He retired, yeah.
Yes. Tearfully.
Tearfully, yeah. I heard about it. I didn't see it.
He was a bit weepy. Yeah.
How long have you played for? He was the Eagle, right?
Yeah, he was on the Eagles. 5 years?
That's it?
I don't think he's played 20 years or anything.
Oh. That was like, my long career, I'm retiring. Like,
but... To be fair, he's a defense. I think he's a defensive back. All
right.
And their bodies get beat up, so he's probably really tired.
Tired of this shit.
I can't stand up on my own power.
All right. Yeah. Mike Tyson.
That's
ludicrous.
Jake Paul.
Yep, he's got a fight against Jake Paul on July 20th.
He's fighting again. Mm-hmm. What does he think he is, Rocky?
I don't know what he is.
Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
Mm.
Think he's Rocky Balboa, or they can go again at this age?
I don't know, but I kind of hope he wipes the floor with him.
Oh, yeah, he will.
I really don't like Jake Paul.
They seem like videos of him training. I'm like, damn.
You ever see that that Simpsons episode when Homer has to fight Dredrick Tatum, which is basically a Mike Tyson ripoff?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I have nothing against him personally, but I will make orphans of his children. And I was like, that'd be great.
Throw in the towel.
Remember, they were making fun of the Peter McNeely thing.
Yeah, with that episode.
Who trained
yeah.
in Whitman, by the way.
Oh, well. Fancy pants.
Peter McNeely.
Guess what, Joe? It didn't help.
No, it didn't.
Because he still lost.
Yes, he did. Didn't even last one round.
Yeah, wasn't it like 30 seconds?
Like he like threw him at his guy's like, ah.
Yeah, it was like a 30-second fight.
Yeah. This is for Boston. Like, is it? Thanks.
You should have kept it to yourself.
He doesn't represent us.
I know.
Don't listen to him.
So. Now, it's not Jake that's a WWE. His brother's WWE. The other Paul. Logan. He's WWE. Paul. Jake
Paul.
Oh,
wait. Isn't Logan Paul the one he's fighting?
No, Jake Paul.
He's fighting Jake Paul.
Yeah, Logan Paul is WWE. Jake Paul was fighting Mike Tyson for some odd reason. I don't know.
Well,
and
I don't...
And he thinks he can beat Mike Tyson.
Okay.
It's like,
Jake Paul.
No, you can't.
It's going to be a live Netflix thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, then.
Which...
I wrote that down, Netflix.
I mean, that's interesting. I like how Netflix is attempting to do live stuff.
Yeah.
Because they did Chris Rock's show live.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I didn't watch it live.
Oh, the one
I watched it
his
after.
His first show after the slap?
Yeah.
The that, slap you, heard around the
did
world.
Did you watch that? Have you seen that?
I seen it, but I didn't watch it live.
I didn't watch it live either.
I watched it.
I'm not.
Is he wearing all white?
Yes.
All right. I watched that too.
I'm not like a
I
huge.
I seen something I've seen.
Hey, there you go. I'm not like a huge Chris Rock fan, but that was actually a pretty good show.
Yeah,
I did like it.
Sweet.
And he opens up about the whole slap thing too.
Yeah. I mean, he makes you wait until the end of the thing. Like, you know, there's like 5 minutes to go, and then he's like, oh, by the way.
Let me address the elephant in the room. For those of you wondering.
Yeah. But it was good.
Yeah.
Nice.
I.
You.
Yeah.
Her.
I,
what do you got?
So this week, it was a kind of a rainy week.
It was. Yeah.
It was.
Very dreary.
And I was going nuts because Daisy, my dog Daisy, she's 13, bless her, she has like arthritis in her back legs.
Mm-hmm. Slippy feet.
She has very, very slippy feet. And this week with the weather made it so much worse. So I was having to pick her up off the floor, and it was just, and I was just looking at Jay, and I'm like, ugh, when is the rain going to stop?
I think it'll leave in Seattle.
I know, Jesus. But it was like caring for a toddler, because I'm like, you had to keep checking up on her and helping her off the floor, and we had to get her settled at night, and I'm like, this is fucking exhausting.
Yeah, it's like a full-time
job. So then, this past weekend, I decided, because I've been disenchanted with my kitchen. Yes. So I've been kind of tidying it up and trying to do some stuff in there.
Renovating.
And this week I started doing some major work in there, and it's probably going to be ongoing for another couple of weeks, but I got this, like, it's because before we would have this cardboard box for the recycle. It'd be like the recycle bin.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, we need, like, an appropriate recycle receptacle.
Okay.
Right?
Professional?
Yeah. So I got one, and it's like this
big... It has
big,
to be labeled.
It's this cabinet thing. Now, okay. I really should have measured it, because it's, like, 3 times bigger than I wanted it to be.
Oh.
But it's really cool. It's got these front drawers, and you pull them out, and then the little recycle bins go inside. And it's better than having all the shit sitting outside.
Nice.
So I'm like, that looks good. And then, but I was putting it together, and it was a fucking nightmare to put together.
No.
Like, I looked at the instruction book, and it's not really...
In English?
They don't write anything, and I realized that they do it so that they can just ship one thing around the world. But I really kind of need a little bit more than take the E-labeled screws and, you know, these are the parts you'll need, and here's a photo... And there's an arrow that goes this way, and then an arrow that goes that way, and then one of the ones that go that way, and maybe you'll get it all together. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
YouTube it.
So I mean, I was talking to myself while I was trying to do it, because I had to talk myself through it.
Yeah.
So Jay was in the living
room.
Sometimes
you have to.
Jay has a big radio exam coming up in a couple weeks, so he's been... He's been studying.
He's been cramming.
Yeah, he's been studying for a couple of weeks.
To help him study?
No.
Little flashcards?
No, that won't help him.
Microphone!
So, him. But he was excited because he's like, while you're doing that, I can study. And I'm like, great. So I was...
Helpful.
So I'm working on it, and every once in a while he'd go, how's it going in there? Because I was in my office. And I'd look up and I'd go, I'm on page 2 of 27. And he's like, that good? I'm like, yeah. He's like, if you're going to keep asking, you're going to have to help.
Oh.
So I'm almost done, right? I have like 4 more steps to go. It's like, take the screw and baggie labeled X and screw these things in, these hinges.
Hey, we're almost done the alphabet.
Then like 3 more.
X, Y, Z.
3 more steps and it's completed. So nice. I went to go grab the bag with the X, with the screws.
Yep.
And they didn't put it in the thing. The screws were missing.
Really?
And I hit the fucking roof.
I bet.
I was like, you've got to be shitting me.
Wow.
I went through everything.
So that's your gripe with Amazon Prime?
No, I have a different gripe with Amazon Prime.
Never mind.
So I went through. I went through the box it came in. I went through the box that the hardware came in.
Mm-hmm.
I searched all on the floor of my office in case I had accidentally kicked it.
Yeah.
It's non-existent.
Damn.
I wrote an email to the company, which I still haven't heard back from them.
Strongly worded.
Hey, that happened with me with Coke. Still haven't heard from them yet.
But I need the screws to finish it. So
we want to get paid.
I haven't heard back from them. And then I wrote a strongly worded review, which Amazon blocked.
What?
And they're like, we won't allow your review. And I'm like, what? Because I'm telling people that this is a piece of shit because they don't include all the fucking hardware? Pardon my language, but Jesus.
You need to review it after you're done, if you've finished it. So, I can't finish it because
we only allow positive reviews.
Yeah. So what I did was I took a photo of the screw, and it had like the millimeters, like 14 millimeter screw.
Right.
I went to Lowe's, right? I have been at Lowe's so much, I should punch in at this point.
Hey, Tara.
Yeah, do what I did.
I'll
with Home Depot.
I know. They are probably sick of seeing me as I am seeing them.
Go there, punch in, leave, come back later, punch out.
I should be an honorary employee at this point. They should just give me the fucking vest.
Yeah.
So I went in and I'm in the aisle and I'm looking around and they have every size butt, right? And I'm like,
That's a lot of butts.
I said, can I just catch a break with this, right?
Nope.
And they even have a little section dedicated to like furniture, like hardware for putting furniture together.
Right.
Not in there. I said, I have to have like some weird Scandinavian shit where they're just like, yeah, it's just a random.
Hardware.
I had phoned the hardware store in town and they're like, we don't have that size. I'm like, of course you don't.
What is that? What are you trying to put together?
So
I'm trying to put my life together.
So
this is like custom-made screws for this.
Yeah. So and then no employees, and then I finally I found an employee, and he, because you can bring pets inside of Lowe's, so I finally found an employee, but he was playing with two dogs, and I felt bad bothering him. I'm like, I'd rather be playing with two dogs too. I don't want to be doing this.
I thought you were gonna tell me that you found an employee, you asked for help, and then he responded by, "Oh, this ain't my department."
Well, that was my fear too, because he was like two departments over. So I'm like, I don't want to bother him. And he was playing with dogs. I didn't want to disturb that. He looked happy. He was like, oh, pups. I didn't want to bother him.
Highlight of his day.
I didn't want to bother him with the pups.
Damn.
So we went back to the aisle, and I looked at Jay, and I was like, we have to find a solution. I need a solution. I like completion.
Did you do like 15 millimeter or 13 millimeter? Like a different...
Well, I didn't want to go up in size.
Right.
Because I'm like, if it's too big, it's not going to fit.
Right.
I mean, I could enlarge the
hole.
I could drill the hole,
right.
But I don't have to do all that.
You have to go out, get your drill,
yeah.
Get a bit that goes in there for the size.
I have all that stuff, but I just didn't want to do it. So then Jay goes,
that's work.
He grabs a bag off the thing and he goes, well, this one is like 2 millimeters off what you need. And I said, how can you gauge to me like how? Because I don't know millimeters. Yeah, I'm American.
It's small, huh?
I don't follow the metrics.
Do either.
So I'm like, can you gauge to me how much that would be off? And he goes, like a hair. He goes, like, my fingers don't go that. He's like, it's just off. It's just off.
It's just.
And I said, you know what? We'll try it.
Yeah.
You know, they were like $8 or something. I'm like, for $8 I can finish the project. Let's do it.
If not, you can ring them back.
So we got it going, and they fit. I hope to a good degree. The thing hasn't fallen apart yet, so I'm. I guess.
It stand the test of time.
I hope so.
So in the meantime, are they sending you screws from the?
In the meantime, I have not yet heard from the company.
Oh man!
And it's been 2 days.
Damn. Well, here's a good place to blast them.
I just did.
What's the name of the company?
I don't know.
Everybody watching, help us blast them. Pass the word out.
So,
get the word out.
You wasn't
could try.
IKEA.
You could no, it wasn't IKEA. I wasn't going to IKEA. That's too big a trip.
Yeah.
I still love the commercial with the woman that thinks that she's getting away with something.
Get the car!
Stop the car! She's like running outside of the car like she just stole something.
Bitch.
You crazy. Anyways.
Yeah.
If I had, if my other half was yelling at me, stop the car and running at me like that, what did you steal? I ain't going to just drive away without her.
What did you steal and can we sell it?
Drive, drive, drive.
Go, 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 go.
Heard a crazy story. It was on the radio. It's a woman. She's at the gym. She gets in her car. And her house is like a couple minutes away. She drives home. She goes to open the garage door and the button's missing. She's like, oh, damn it. She's looking around her car. She looks at the back seat and there's a car seat. And she's like, I don't have kids. Yeah. So she's like, I'm in the wrong car. So she goes back to the gym.
She can relate to that.
The police are there. You know, and they give her a ticket. You know, they ask her to go to court. Her car is a key fob. So,
okay.
So you know, so as long as the key's in your pocket, you can open the door and shut the car.
Mm-hmm.
So the person who owned the car left the key fob in the car. So she walked up to the car thinking it was hers, the same color and everything, you know, same year, same exact replica of her car, and started up thinking, oh, okay, my key fob's working. Drove home and like, whoops. Now, wouldn't it be the fault of the owner because they left the key in the car? Like, why would you leave the key in the car?
You lose. Good day, sir.
That's right.
I don't know.
Now she has to go to court and everything. I'm like, for stealing a car. Like, she didn't mean to steal. It was just...
I think that's
just
a
mistaken identity.
That will probably get dismissed. That seems that was
like,
nothing.
Wouldn't you notice, like, if your seat was different or the smell of the car or the radio stations were different? Like,
I would probably notice because I have a lot of shit in my... I don't have a lot of shit, but... I have a lot of distinguishing things in my car.
That's not a picture of my husband.
I don't picture
He's hot, though, but that's not my husband.
I don't have any kids. Why is there a car seat in my car?
Why my little New York Giants football and the thing? I noticed right away if that wasn't there. Like, my football!
I wonder how many cars get stolen, because, like, I thought it was my car. Sorry.
I don't know.
The key worked.
I had a, before I had the orange thing, I had a,
Santa Fe.
I had a Santa Fe. And I had gone to, I told the story like many episodes ago, but I had gone
to. The memory
on
him.
Bring it back.
I'd gone to Cumberland Farms.
Come easy.
Nissan Altima.
A little convenience store.
A lot
store.
Of them. Sorry.
So I went in to just grab a drink and probably a snack. I don't know. I was on my way to work, actually.
Actually?
Just right near the highway.
Okay.
So I park the car and I jump out. And I run in and I grab my stuff. And I was just, I was in a morning fog. And I went to go get in the vehicle, and I open it up, and I start to get in the vehicle, and then I went, whoa, 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 because it wasn't my car.
Oh.
Oh.
Hi. How you doing?
That was fun.
Thank you.
I do love a good glitch.
Whee!
Yeah. Glitch in a matrix.
So, I mean, before my ass hit the seat, I realized it wasn't mine.
And the door opened?
But it, yeah, and it was a very similar
lock your car, peoples.
It wasn't exactly like mine, but it was very similar, and it was parked where I wanted to park, and I think that was my
right
mental thing. It was like that's where I wanted to be, and I just assumed that's where my car was.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well then, have you ever ridden a tandem bike?
God no. You know why?
Me neither.
Because I wouldn't rely on the other person to do their fair share. And I feel like I'd be doing all the peddling.
You can do it all.
Yeah, I feel like I'd be doing all the peddling.
Yes, I'm peddling back here. Don't worry, I am.
I don't feel your legs pumping.
I want to try it. You know,
you want to try? Is
yeah, just
said?
For fun.
Oh, I feel like, you know. All right, but.
I'm odd.
No, that's fine.
A lot of things I want to do, like you know, I want to go skydiving.
Oh, Jesus.
You know?
No, I'm not trying to touch the Lord up there.
That's not suicidal, no.
Christ. No, I mean, I don't know. I don't think I would do that. No. That seems a bit too risque for
risque.
Me. Risque. Risque. I wouldn't do that, like bungee jumping. And I don't really have a thing with, I don't have an issue with heights. It's just.
I do.
I think I'd be afraid if.
Dying.
What, are you afraid of death?
I think no. Just like, what if my chute doesn't open? You know, there's all the like. Oh no! Well, I better
bend your knees when you get down.
I better
stand
enjoy
up.
This.
Tuck and roll. Tuck and roll.
What's my survival rate?
See those people that they go swimming in, like,
can I aim for the water?
In the cold, freezing water.
Yeah, the polar bear.
Polar bears. Let's go. Yeah.
I wouldn't do that shit either.
That shit could kill you.
Yeah, well, well, it. I believe cold water slows your heart.
Yeah, I don't want to slow it down. Slow it down to like a beep, fucking flat line.
Huh? Yeah, you could. I'm sure you could go into shock.
Yeah. See people like.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Shocking. It's not that good.
I know I have that somewhere.
Because it's all too shocking.
There you go.
Nice. And then you want to do that's like crazy, Sean? That's on your bucket list?
No.
I know you don't like heights, so I know that.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't have.
Takes
like,
away the fun in my life.
I don't have like a bucket list per se. I mean, there's like
neither do I.
There's things that I want to do, but they're not. It's more like travel related.
Yeah.
Like I'd like to go places. You know,
yeah. I would love to go places.
Go to the Grand Canyon, look at the big giant hole in the wall. Hole in the ground. And pay for it.
Yeah.
How much to see like a big hole in the ground?
Yeah, it sucks. I have it's not Daisy's fault, but you know, she's older and she can only be left alone a few hours, and even that's just pushing it. Right. I was telling Jay, I'm like, you know, maybe we should just take separate vacations. Like I go somewhere and you stay home and watch the dog.
I go somewhere fun, you go somewhere not
and
so
then,
fun.
And then you can go wherever you want
to
go.
So what do you do when you have to go to the office?
He comes home for lunch.
Oh, okay.
And he gets his lunch because he has a very early day.
Right.
He has his lunch between 10 and 11.
Okay.
So,
how long is his drive to work?
How long is his drive to work?
Yeah.
20, 25 minutes.
Oh. Nice.
But I mean, he's usually 90% of the time he's on the road. Right. So it's just planning, like, I have to get home at this time. Ah. So he just calls his boss and says, I'm going to go home and let the dog out. And his boss is fine with it.
Nice.
Who let the dogs out?
He comes home and deals with her. And then
Jay.
And then he's usually done about 3 hours later.
Nice.
So it complicates the day, which is why I don't like doing it. But they have a thing. They like to see my smiling face one day a month.
I saw your car.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and by the way, I don't know if I had mentioned this on the show last week, but I had made like a very critical error at work.
Yeah, you did.
I did? Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm never sure what I talk about here. And then
How did that pan out?
Well, my boss came back from vacation this week, and I've not heard a peep about it.
Hey.
So I said, but I am, however, being, I think I'm being, I think it's a passive-aggressive punishment. Because I'm doing something, they're training me on something, and I don't really like it.
Oh.
And I was sitting there, and I was going, I think this is my punishment.
Holy shit.
I think it's my punishment for that bonehead move I pulled 2 weeks ago.
Or not forgetting your laptop.
She actually wasn't mad about that I forgot my laptop. And I've not
touched... They remember those things.
Tom took care of you.
Yeah, Tom hooked me up. But I've not touched base with her since she came back from vacation, so...
Nice.
I'm trying to keep a low profile.
Didn't you guys supposed to have like a meeting with all the other people that screwed up too?
No, the big boss had said there might be a meeting regarding this, and if there was, I wasn't invited. Which is good. Which is good because I'd rather not be invited to that meeting. But I
didn't screw up as bad as the others.
But I do have upcoming in the next few weeks. I don't remember when it is, but I do have a one-on-one. Scheduled with my boss, but that was pre
your yearly review.
No, my review is like supposed to be in the fall.
Uh-huh.
But this is just something that I don't know why we're having a one-on-one.
Well, you'll find.
But
out.
it wasn't because of this, because right. She scheduled it. You
I'd
know.
Be worried.
I'm not worried. I matter of fact, when she sent me out the you know the meeting thing, and you're supposed to click like accept, and then blah blah blah. I had written her a thing, and I was like, is this a meeting I should be worried about, or is this just a meeting? And she goes, it's a meeting? I said, excellent.
Give you a compliment sandwich.
Well, I don't. I'm probably
you're doing good. Hey, we can prove.
It's probably not going to be much of a sandwich. It's going to be like a cracker, a compliment cracker. Be like, you did okay, and then you did not okay.
Not okay.
You went the opposite way of okay. How could you do it?
Moment of silence for meetings.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so.
What's wrong with Dennis Leary?
Oh, I see.
Yeah. All right.
So,
yes,
I'm going to tell you a story.
All right. And story time.
Yeah, it's not my story.
Gather around, okay. Kitties.
Whose story is it?
This story belongs to my niece.
Nikki.
Yeah.
Okay. Story time with Nikki.
You know what? I'm not sure about any of these files.
Justice files.
Hang on 1 second. Cause...
Well, the one to the far right is the new one.
I hope so.
So that I can see my green shirt.
I hope so.
That one matches.
Because that's the only one I'm keeping.
Keep
okay,
it.
So...
All right.
This is Nikki's story.
All right.
But I heard it and I said, oh, I'm going to be sharing that.
All right.
Because that's fucking funny.
Sharon is Karen.
So she went out with her brother, who is also my nephew.
I hope
that
so.
Makes sense.
Her...
Enzo.
Enzo and his lovely girlfriend, Sarah. They went out to a...
Is he named after the car?
Enzo
Ferrari?
Probably.
Oh, nice.
Probably. I never confirmed that, but
okay.
It could be.
All right.
So they went out to a...
John Oliver.
What would you call that?
I don't know. Bar?
It was like a Thai food place.
Okay. Asian.
Yeah. I guess the food doesn't really matter. I'm just trying to, you know, set the scene for you.
Give you context.
It's a very small...
Like Bob Ross will try and paint a picture.
Yeah. All
right.
It's a very small establishment.
Okay.
So if you're sitting at the tables, you very easily see what's happening at the bar.
Okay.
That part is very important.
All right.
Now, she is facing the bar, poor her, you know, the two people with her are side. They can kind of see the bar, but not really. It's kind of a peripheral thing.
Okay.
So...
But she has direct contact.
She has direct eye contact with the bar. Now, there was a young lady at the bar, we'll say between 30 and 35.
Okay.
And this young lady was... I call them woo girls.
Woo girls?
Yes.
Woo!
For that exact reason.
Woo! She had way too many to drink.
Yeah! When they get a few drinks, they start going, woo! And I fucking hate that shit.
Me too.
So she was a major woo girl and also a, what's that term? She had main character syndrome.
She had what?
It's called main character syndrome, where it's like you have to be the focus of attention. So she was trying to keep...
So a glory hog.
Yeah, she was trying to keep the attention of the people she was with.
Okay.
And she was buzzed enough where she was like, woo! Eh. So now I asked, before I continue, I did ask if, like... Was she doing this, like, were people filming her? Because I pictured it being like a TikTok thing. And
I'll put this on the internet.
Or her doing it herself.
They swore up and down that there was nobody, like, holding out their phone. So she started very loudly so that pretty much the whole restaurant could hear.
All right.
Just go, I don't know, should I just show my boobs or what?
Oh,
and
damn.
She said this.
That depends.
She said this multiple times. Right? And at one point, she said it, and she was like, I think I'm just going to do it.
Joe
and
flashed.
Then Nikki yells out, please don't. So then the young lady was quiet for a little while. And Nikki, you know, they continued with their meal. They were just about done, just having conversation.
I'm going to do it.
My nephew was preoccupied because there was a hockey game on the bar TV, so he was watching
probably
that.
The Bruins.
He didn't give a shit about the drunk woo girl.
The boob girl?
The boob girl.
Boob girl.
He didn't care about the boobs?
And then she stood up, took a couple steps back from the bar, and went, fuck it, and whipped her shirt off. And my niece goes, Okay. We were all horrified. And I said, were they at least nice? Like, was she really proud? She must
have
been.
Sag of potatoes.
Because, obviously she really wanted attention. But I was like.
I guess.
Yeah. But I was like, was she at least proud? Like, I was like, was she so proud
of
them?
She's tweaking her nipples.
Like, she was so proud of them, she had to show them to the entire restaurant.
Okay.
And Nikki goes, they really weren't nice. And I said,
can
you
all
know
be
what?
Winners.
I said, you know what? That's fair. I was like, maybe she wanted some ratings. She was like, rate my chest.
Four. Because they're on the floor.
You know what? I'm going to give you a three because you're offset and one is higher than the other. And I like symmetry. I'm a big symmetry fan. So I was just like, wow. And then I looked at my nephew because his girlfriend was sitting right there. And I said, what did you think? Because, you know, my niece was making jokes. And I said, well, what did you think of them? And he goes, I was watching the hockey game. He goes, I don't care about her boobs. I said, you know what? Good for you. Good for you. You knew what you were there for.
Excuse me. Damn.
Exactly.
Wow.
So she was mortified. She's like, I can't.
Was she kicked out?
No, I don't think so.
Indecent exposure?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe they were on their way out anyway. Yeah. I don't know.
The boobs are on the way out.
I didn't really ask. I was just like, I can't believe she flashed in a whole restaurant. Was it like a crowded restaurant? She's like, no, but I mean, there were people in there.
Enough to get arrested, but didn't.
I know. Yeah. I know. Why wasn't she arrested?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do
public it. Intoxication.
I don't care.
Indecent exposure.
Very indecent.
Guys flash their dick and they get arrested, but I guess women can flash their boobs. And
not only
right.
that, but if, I mean, you take it out, right? And you get put on a sex offender list.
Yes.
And it's like.
Now with boobs.
Yeah. It's like no one would call her a sex offender for that.
If a guy flashes boobs, would that be? Yeah, I got some man boobs, man.
It's just a day at the beach, Joe.
Look at these boobs.
That is some serious double standard.
National Lampoon's Vacation.
Yeah. One time. All it takes is one time.
Wasn't it European Vacation she did that?
Yeah.
Where you filmed her? Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Sparky. 4:22. For them.
Oh, sorry. I'm like.
I thought you were like waiting for like.
I'm like, what?
Anyway. So I watched the biography of Sergeant Slaughter over the weekend.
Yeah.
And it was actually pretty good.
Forgot about that.
Yeah. Was it?
I had no idea. He was stabbed 4 different times. Yeah.
By 4 different people or the same guy?
4 different people.
Damn.
Death threats to him and his family. They had like round the clock security at his house in North Carolina. He was divorced.
Wow.
Yeah. Because he was working 300 days a year. So instead of spending time with his two daughters, he was working.
Now, this all stems from his wrestling mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah. Sergeant Slaughter.
But, well, no. I mean, I didn't know if this was from something else. But, because I'm trying to figure out why the death threats would be necessary.
Well,
storyline, probably.
Yeah.
In 1991, when they did WrestleMania 7,
yeah,
his character flipped the script and was anti-America.
Yeah.
He was an Iraqi sympathizer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And
in fact, like the original location for WrestleMania 7 had to be changed because it was like a bomb threat in the building.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah.
Hmm.
Well, I guess those people that stabbed him doesn't know, too.
It's just a character.
One, it's a character.
No.
And two, remember when he set a t-shirt of Hulk Hogan's on fire?
Yeah.
Yes.
They want to do a flag.
Yeah. The storyline wanted him to burn the flag, and he's like, no.
Right. Mm. That would have been way too.
I'll burn him like a t-shirt or something, but I'm not burning the flag.
Right.
So he burned the Hulkamania shirt instead. So.
Right. That would have been way too.
Okay.
Crazy. He's still alive, 75 years old. He's in the Hall of Fame, you know. He does all the behind the scenes stuff now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, helps people. But yeah.
Well, gives him something to do.
Yeah. His figure, his WWE figure, is bigger than everybody else's just by a little bit. Because like, cause he also has a figure with G.I. Joe. So like, yeah. we'll make his different. Just a little bit bigger.
Oh.
Because WWE figure is going to be 6 inches.
Because he did G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe is 3.5 inches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the WWE ones, they're just standard. They don't like...
The Hasbro ones?
Yeah. No, the...
They're like made of rubber?
What's it? It's a weird name. The LJN. They did the WWE figures, but they were just... Yeah.
Sturdy.
They didn't have no articulation with the nope. G.I. Joe ones. They're like,
They had one pose.
Yeah.
That's all you got.
Yeah.
So when you're wrestling, you're like, that's the figure.
Yeah, like he was like, like back then, he was like a household name. He met the president and all these other things.
Jesus. What was that, Reagan? That'd be Reagan or Bush.
One of them.
Bush.
Yeah. Bush.
Bush.
I can see Reagan.
Robert Remus was his real name.
Yeah.
Bob.
Robert.
Oh, geez.
But he was never in the military. Like his character, PTSD like you say, oh, you served in the military? Oh yeah, I was in Vietnam, 1969. And he wasn't. And like he had like, you know, apologize to all the military for your saying it's like stolen valor type thing.
Oh yeah.
Was his character, but now he says, you know, I'm a sarge.
But he's not really a sergeant.
No, he's not.
Jesus.
This week's the Scott Hall one. On Sunday night, Scott Hall. Biography.
Okay.
The greatest villain. Well, one of the
bad
greatest. Guy. One of the greatest bad guys.
I love them as Razor Ramon.
Yeah. Uzi with machismo. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
No. Okay. No, I'm confused.
I got one more thing if you want to
know.
No.
There's a new X-Men animated series coming to Disney Plus on March 20th.
I was going to, like, I get, like, oh, I wonder if Joe and I are going to have the exact same topic.
Oh, you do?
Sometimes we do. Oh. Nope, that was not it.
Oh, okay.
Once in a while, you and I do.
Sometimes, yeah. Did you say it was animated?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Lost me already.
On Disney Plus on March 20th.
Disney Plus?
Yes.
I don't have the release date yet because I didn't do my due diligence.
Oh, well.
But Disney Plus is releasing 4 series to Blu-ray.
Really?
And they're going to have 4K steelbooks.
Really?
They're doing Obi-Wan, which was good.
It was.
Falcon and Winter Soldier, which I didn't watch.
I like that one.
Moon Knight. Which great. I loved, and Andor.
Never saw it. I know of it. I want to see
it. So it's 2 Star Wars and 2 Marvel. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, the thing that I found interesting was...
Did you?
On the Obi-Wan box set,
mm-hmm.
It says complete series.
It's only one season.
I thought they were going to do another.
They haven't done it yet.
But on the Moon Knight, it says first season.
Right.
Like season 1.
Right.
Which gave me hope that they might actually do another season.
Nice.
Because I liked that show.
It was.
And they left on kind of an odd note, so I'm like, you have to come back.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick.
Oscar.
Yeah.
Well, he's been promoting that Dune 2, which is... I saw
piece
the first,
of shit.
I saw the first Dune, and I'm like, I won't see the next one.
Here's the thing. My dad...
Robert?
Good old Bobby. That's what my grandmother used to call him. Hey, Bobby. Bobby, come help me with this.
Can't hear you.
Well, that was back then. He could. So,
Did he?
Yeah. I fucking forgot what I was going to say. Shit. I really lost it.
Dune 2. We're talking about
Dune. Oh, yeah. Dune.
Yeah. Stop talking yourself for a minute.
Yeah.
Horrible movie. Why make a sequel to it?
My dad always loved the original, and I guess Sting was in it, but that wasn't why he liked it.
Really?
And he refused.
The singer or the wrestler?
The singer. And he refused to watch like the newer. I was like, Dad, you're going to watch that Dune thing? No! It won't be as good as the other one. Okay, Dad.
That one
I'm
had
sorry.
Batista in it. It had the Aquaman guy, Timothy Chalamet, the girl from Spider-Man, Oscar Isaac. Like,
I'm sure it's an all-star cast. It just doesn't look like anything I'd be interested in.
It didn't make any sense. The story didn't make any sense.
You know what I am interested in?
Ghostbusters.
I will tell you. Well, yeah, Ghostbusters coming this month.
Yep.
Couple end weeks. Of the month.
Yeah, 22nd.
But Amazon Prime, we talked about Amazon Prime earlier, and we this did. Isn't, I'm not, I will be talking shit about them.
Post-haste.
But not right now.
All
right. Is they're doing a show based on the video game Fallout. Never. You ever play Fallout?
No.
It's like this, like,
first
nuclear.
First person shooter?
Yeah, it is a first person shooter. It's like this nuclear war
also like,
kind of thing happened. And
what's the name? Halo.
Well, well, maybe. I've never played Halo.
Yeah, I know
of it. But it has 8 episodes coming in April. I've seen the trailer for it. The trailer actually looks amazing.
Really?
And they put a lot of Easter eggs from the game in it.
Hmm.
And I'm like, oh, this might actually be good.
Nice.
Now, because I'm already talking about Amazon and Siri's listening, look at that. Siri was like, what?
What can I order for you?
I know. Amazon fucked me this week. And this is how. Exactly.
No Vaseline.
I was ordering a bunch of stuff for the house, right? Because as I said earlier, I'm like doing work in my kitchen.
All right.
So I finally got Jay, because Jay has this thing where if something works, I'm not allowed to replace it until it breaks. I've been wanting, look at that. Siri's like, woo.
Woo!
I've been wanting a new toaster for a long time.
Okay.
Because that toaster was only supposed to be a transitional toaster.
Transitional?
Yeah.
Temporarily.
Yeah, it's a temporary transition toaster to a better toaster. Right. I ordered a very beautiful, like a high-tech toaster. Touch screen.
Ooh.
You touch the color of bread you want.
Nice.
Not wet.
Yeah, no, God, no. The level of toast. The level of toast.
Black.
Yeah.
You can, you know, turn the thing and select
type of bread, like whole wheat.
Yeah, you can select your type of bread.
That's awesome.
It can defrost. It can reheat your bread if you, like, forgot.
Wow.
It has a little thing that lets you know, like, hey, your toast is ready. Ding, 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 ding.
Come and get it.
Yeah, like the microwave, that obnoxious
app
beep
on your phone, too?
I don't think so. I hope not. Cool. I don't need my phone going, toast.
It's toast time.
It's toast time, Tara.
Time to eat.
Butter up your bread, kid.
Nice.
And Amazon, I ordered it this past weekend.
Okay.
Because I finally got Jay to be like, yeah, okay. So
hey,
I ordered it. I didn't,
he said yay.
I didn't delay. I ordered it.
Okay.
And
good.
Several days go by.
Several
days.
Yeah.
Go
and
by.
I'm sitting there going, Amazon's usually like within a couple days. I'm like,
yeah.
Why is this taking,
back
where's
order
this toaster coming from now? Right?
From Sweden.
So then I get a thing. Your shipment is delayed, right?
Oh.
So I look at the shipment things.
Coming in June.
Now, it had gone to the distribution center, and then it's like it left the distribution, and now it's like they lost it because they have no idea where it is.
Where's the distribution center?
Not the grid.
Isn't it
here? I have no idea.
I was here in Massachusetts.
I have no idea which distribution center it left.
Oh, it could be anywhere.
So then the next update, like the next day, was like ready for carrier or something about the carrier. So I'm like, okay, we're in business now.
Nice.
Carrier's got it. You know?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Because the next day, I get a notification that says undeliverable. And I'm like, what? It's not like they knocked on my door and I wasn't home. I'm home all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why was it undeliverable? So now, within a couple hours, I get another notification. Sorry, we can't deliver this item. You expect your refund within 5 to 10 days. And I went, what the fuck is this about? Like, where's my toaster? Right?
They kept it.
Massive security. We can't deliver it to you.
Like, what's going on with this toaster?
I saw how cool it was and kept it.
So then, today, now in the app, it still says it's not coming.
No, no.
Don't expect it. Don't expect it. You're getting a refund. You're not getting it. Right? I got an email today that says, ready for shipment.
What the?
Fine.
And I went, what's happening?
It's not April Fool's yet.
Is it ready for shipment, or am I getting my refund? Are you actually sending it to me, or am I not getting it at all?
Right.
Like, what's happening? And I was going to wait for the refund and then try to order it again.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I don't know what the hell's happening with this toaster.
This is crazy.
I'm like, maybe I should just take it as an omen and say, don't get that toaster.
Maybe he found out about the toaster and called them. Cancel it on
I don't
you.
Want this toaster. Whatever you do, don't do
ship
this.
Ship that to my wife, and we're no longer on speaking
I'll
terms.
I'll pay you double to not ship it.
So I don't know what's going on. I hope I still get it.
That'd be cool.
But I mean, if
Sounds
I get a
like
refund,
a badass toaster.
It's a great toaster. I had amazing reviews as well, so I was
Watch
proud.
Watch a little video like how to.
Had a little crumb tray and everything. I like a good crumb tray. I don't like the crumbs everywhere.
How often do you make toast?
Quite often, actually. Yeah. Okay. Sometimes for dinner, I will just have an egg on an English muffin. Make myself a little homemade English muffin. McMuffin.
Nice. Yeah. Now, is it plain English muffin, or are you like
oh, I don't
cinnamon
get,
raisin?
I don't get fancy. I just have plain English muffin.
Okay.
I'm a basic bitch. Basic bitch. Plain English muffin.
That's funny.
I don't want a fancy muffin.
Just the other day, I ordered a queen size bed frame.
Oh, nice. Did you finally get the bed frame?
Well, I finally ordered it.
Oh, okay.
It's my birthday present for my mom.
Yeah.
Aw, that's sweet of her.
I got it on the Walmart site.
Mm-hmm.
Then it said should arrive by the 13th.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking
of March.
Yeah, it's coming to the house. Mm-hmm. It's coming to the house.
Nice.
But I'm thinking, why is it going to take so long though?
Now, where are you going to put the bed?
In a room.
Yeah.
No, like upstairs, the basement. I mean,
upstairs.
I thought I'd leave it on the porch.
Upstairs, where the the other area that the box spring doesn't fit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This is going to be in pieces. I got to put this together, so that'll go right up.
Oh, nice. God. Oh, God.
There you go.
You're going to put it together where it's going to be?
Yeah.
You gonna, yeah, you're yeah. better off.
Yep.
Rather than having it put together and try to get it up the stairs. It's a nightmare.
Tilt it.
When I went on the site to order it, I didn't realize, because it was listed as $99.99.
Mm-hmm.
Some assembly required.
Mm. The original price is $399.
Oh, Lord.
So damn. Like, damn. That's a big clearance.
I love a good bargain.
Yeah.
You got a deal.
I'll take it. Yeah, I checked the tracking, and it's coming from out like Sacramento, California.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
That's why it's taking so long.
California King?
Well,
when I checked this morning, it was in Utah.
Well, it passed my toaster, I bet.
Can you bring that toaster with you?
Yeah, grab a toaster on your way.
Please.
Jesus. Now, at this point, I'm like, well, which one will come first, the toaster or the refund? You know?
Your plans for your birthday?
Well, it's also little Catherine's birthday, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So.
Two for one.
Yeah, we're kind of celebrating tomorrow and Sunday together.
Nice.
We're
going to say 8:00.
Me and the family, me and Christine's family, we're all going bowling tomorrow afternoon.
Nice. Because
mm-hmm. Catherine wants to go bowling for her
Been
birthday.
Been bowling in years. Tara's yeah. never been born.
I don't rent shoes.
Because of the shoes.
And then on Sunday.
We born.
Sunday we'll be at Christine's house celebrating all of our birthdays together because mine and Catherine's is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And Christine's is on Monday.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Nice.
So that neutral day in between, we're all going to celebrate then.
The neutral Sweet. Day. I love it.
Spring ahead. Can't believe it already.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I can't believe it's almost the middle of March now.
It is.
It's like February just
We got Easter is this month.
Yep. Yep. Well, it's the end of the month, but yeah.
Hasn't been for
Easter
a while.
Sunday. And we got St. Paddy's Day this year.
Sunday on the 17th.
Oh, I don't.
You know, I don't a lot of people aren't going to work.
Some corned beef and cabbage.
A lot of people ain't going to work on Monday.
They'll be drunk.
I don't do St. Patty's Day.
No.
Boobs!
No. Should I just do it?
I'm going to do it.
No.
I don't care.
I'm gonna do it. Yeah. Ridiculous.
No, don't do it.
I will pay you not to do that.
Make it rain.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Did you hear about the whole kerfuffle with the Chiefs fans?
No.
Yeah.
What's the kerfuffle?
So a lot of many. They said the article states many, but it's really like four. I don't think that's many.
Okay.
That's a few.
That's not a kerfuffle.
They're looking into a lawsuit because they suffered frostbite at the playoff game.
Oh, no.
And need amputations.
Well, that's your own damn fault.
And in my
when
head...
When was this game?
Well, in my head, I'm under the impression that a Chiefs game is not worth an arm and a leg. It was the fourth coldest game in NFL history and the coldest in the Chiefs franchise. It was -4 with a wind chill of -27 at kickoff.
Damn.
It was a playoff game, so it probably was January.
And it's, they're going to sue now in March?
They want to sue, yeah.
We'll wait 3 months, we'll sue. Okay.
I don't know how they're going to possibly sue.
Yeah. You can't prove it.
You get sued.
Yeah. Where was the other thing I saw that
that's crazy.
Pissed me
you
off?
You know you're going to a football game that doesn't have a roof.
Yeah.
In January. normal common sense would say, dress warm. Extra socks, extra mittens, extra underwear.
I completely understand.
Right.
It's all damn fault.
It's not the team's fault.
Right.
No.
It's all damn fault. Fuck them.
Did you know? No, because... No.
It says on the ticket, buyer beware.
I get
nervous.
It'll
be cold.
I get nervous. My prescription company keeps like, hey. It's like, I don't want communication from you. I need my drugs.
Walgreens keeps calling me like constantly.
Do they?
Lately.
You got to pick up your prescription?
No, it's not a pickup. It's over. You know, according to their records, it's overdue for renewal. Every now and then I'm forgetting to take my pills, so I'm not.
No!
I'm not on track.
You really should be taking your pills.
Yeah.
Ah! Yeah.
I'm more concerned with my mom getting hers.
Well, you need to
take them at the same time as your mom. You don't forget.
Take your pills so you can keep your mom taking hers.
So
down the hatch.
They were constantly calling me, and then at one point I answered the phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a mistake.
I'll call you when I need my medications. Don't bother me. And I hung up on him.
That's all a robot anyway.
I'll call you when I need you.
Hello, is this Sean Mahoney?
No.
At...
Yeah. Now, you did you watch Saturday Night Live this weekend?
Yeah,
I did not. I recorded it, so I'm going to I'll watch it.
He hasn't watched it yet. No, no, no.
I haven't watched it yet.
It wasn't... I was just going to say this because...
It's a new episode, too.
I feel like he's a fan of Saturday Night Live.
I am.
But
when it's good.
there's an origin movie happening called Saturday Night Live 1975.
Really?
And it's going to...
Sounds cool.
Documentary or like a...
It's based on... Okay, the movie will be directed by Jason Reitman. And based on real life behind the scenes accounts of the opening episode of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, with George Carlin.
And they just cast somebody named Tommy Dewey, I think. It was Nicholas Braun who's going to play Jim Henson. Because in the beginning of Saturday Night Live, Jim Henson was doing puppet work for them.
Oh. Wasn't like Larry David on the. As a writer back then?
I think he was on the writing team, yeah. But the original screenplay is by Reitman and Gil Keenan, who I don't know who that is.
Sounds interesting.
But it's based on an extensive series of interviews conducted by Reitman and Keenan with the living cast members and crew. So I am a fan of like the older SNLs, right. And so I would probably
Bill
sit and
Murray,
watch that.
Chevy Chase.
Yeah, I'd probably sit and watch that.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'd pay for
now,
it.
Now, is that coming out soon? Or is that in the works?
They're just casting it now. Oh, okay. So
Eddie
you're
Murphy
probably...
was on there, right?
Huh?
Eddie Murphy was eventually on there, right?
Yes. In the very early 80s, I
James
think.
James Brown.
Yeah. Right, kind of like right late, before...
Too hot for the hot tub.
Yeah, late 70s, early 80s. Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd.
When he switched places, the trading places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right before then.
Nice.
And 48 Hours. I think 48 Hours was his first movie.
When's Beverly Hills Cop come out?
This summer.
Yes. It's a Netflix movie. Better not be commercials.
You planning on seeing Ghostbusters in a couple weeks?
Yes. I am excited for Ghostbusters.
Going to the theater?
I very well might.
Nice.
I'm going to have to find a theater to go to.
I want it for these little promos that I'm seeing online.
What for what?
You can get, instead of having a bucket of popcorn, it's the actual trap.
Huh, really?
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
You get like a replica trap, and it's got the popcorn all in it.
Nice.
I don't.
I want one of those.
I don't know that I would.
Slimer. Yeah, I'll go
That'd
see
That'd be kind of. Yeah, I'm excited for it.
My
I saw
luck,
the...
I'll go to the theater that doesn't have one of
those. Exactly. I saw
probably
the...
do better than Madam Web.
I saw the last one in the theater, so.
Yeah. That was a good one.
So, apparently this week was the 30th anniversary of John Candy's death.
Really?
Which is, like, mind-blowing. Really? But what is the first John Candy movie that comes to mind?
Like early days or any of them?
Any John. If someone says to me, I want to watch a John Candy movie, never seen it, what should I watch?
Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck. Okay.
Well, at this moment, I want to say Summer Rental.
I said Summer Rental! I like that movie.
Earlier, I just watched something on YouTube with Minty.
Oh, okay.
Is the 10 things you probably didn't know about whatever movie he does.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He just did one of Summer Rental.
Oh,
I never seen
very
that.
Nice. It's one of those, like, you know, those it's a very typical 80s film, you know.
It was in 85.
Yeah, the crux of the movie is that he rents this cottage.
Mm-hmm.
And they get there, and it's not the right. First, they're staying in the wrong place. He gets the address messed up, and then they go to the proper rental company, and the guy, I don't know, there's an argument with the guy or something. I forget the whole thing, but basically, he has to race the guy in like a regatta type race on a boat. And if he wins, he and his family get to stay there for another week rent free.
Oh, nice.
And if, I forget what happens.
It's almost like One Crazy Summer.
If he loses, he's got to leave or something like that.
So who's in besides John?
John Candy. Who is that girl from the Goonies?
Carrie Green.
Carrie Green. She plays the daughter.
Yeah, she was on my list.
Is it a Lawrence boy who plays the
Joey.
Son? Joey Lawrence? Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't remember the actress who played his wife. And who's the bad guy? The bad guy's familiar.
I've never seen him.
It's a
the
good
only thing
movie.
Like, him in like a cabin with him and Dan Aykroyd. What's that?
Oh, one? Great Outdoors.
Great Outdoors.
Yeah. That's a good one, too.
Who's Harry Crumb? That was a good one.
I've never seen that one.
You've never seen Harry Crumb?
No.
That was
never
good.
Seen that one. No.
We liked Armed and Dangerous.
Private investigator.
Oh, yeah. I've always forgot about Armand Dangerous. John Larroquette is in it.
Ah.
According to Minty's video, there was a... John Larroquette was in that more than what we saw.
Yeah.
There was a whole subplot about him trying to steal John Candy's wife away.
Ooh, Jesus.
Oh, well, I cut that part out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably would have distracted from the whole, you know.
And originally it was going to be PG-13, so it's going to be a little more raunchy than it is.
Yeah,
they dropped a little
down,
more risque.
They dropped it down the PG.
Oh, jeez.
Around 85.
Dropped the G.
Around 85, PG-13 was like a new thing.
Oh.
It was like a new rating for movies.
I don't want my son seeing this. Porkies.
Yeah. I don't want him seeing boobs. He can go to a restaurant and see that.
Should I flash him? Yes. Woo! Boobs.
Oh my God.
Hooters.
And they weren't even that good.
Not,
according to Nikki.
According to Nikki, they were not even that good. She had no right to be proud.
And Joe gives them a 4.
Oh. 2 per boob. 2. 4. I gotta give you a 4. Anyways.
Okay.
Yes.
Twit of the week, right?
Twit of the week.
And I saw this and I went, I had massive flashbacks when I heard about this story.
Yes.
Have you heard, did you hear about more than 50 people arrested in a protest in Boston?
For what?
So Boston police and Massachusetts state police troopers made dozens of arrests during a protest that shut down traffic in Dewey Square near South Station on Thursday morning. Okay. They were protesting. They wanted Biden to ensure a ceasefire in Gaza.
Okay.
And they were Jewish protesters, and they were arrested for civil disobedience. Civil disobedience. Okay. And I had major flashbacks because, do you remember, like, I don't want to say way back, but back in that whole, like, Black Lives Matter thing, mm-hmm. people were doing protests, which is fine. I'm all for anybody protesting, except...
All lives matter.
These people chained themselves together across route, I think it was 95.
That sounds familiar, yeah.
Yeah. I was stuck. I was trying to get to work. I was on 95. I needed the Braintree exit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't remember. It's the park and ride, the Logan Express, whatever exit that is.
Right.
I was stuck there for 4 hours.
Oh, my God.
And I was calling work, and I'm like, please don't fire me. I swear to God, I'm on the highway.
It's protesters.
And they're like...
I'll send you pictures.
Yeah, and my boss was like, everybody is.
Yeah.
Like, I was 4 hours late for work, and I was like, you know what? I understand. I understand wanting to protest, but I don't think you have the right to inconvenience other people.
Right.
Like, stand on the sidewalk and hold a sign.
Right.
Do something like that. And especially putting yourself in the middle of the highway... Some jacked up ass is just going to run them over. Be like, well, today's your day.
I'm the snowman.
Autobots, roll them over.
Yeah. It's like, well, you should have stayed home.
Go chain yourself to a pole or something.
I couldn't, but I was like shocked. I'm like, really? I'm in a way, I'm kind of glad they were arrested because it's like, you can't keep doing that shit. You're going to get yourself hurt.
Arrested.
Yeah. If I accidentally hit you, I'm going to go to jail for involuntary manslaughter or something.
Did you watch the State of the Union last night?
I did.
Yeah? What'd you think?
It was good.
And that guy, like, can get kicked out?
Oh, yeah. That was funny. I rewound it 3 or 4 times.
What are you saying? Yeah.
I couldn't make out what he was saying. I think I have an idea of what it was he was trying to get across, but I think he was just trying to get it.
I think it was like about the ceasefire or something.
No, I think it was about defunding police. Because I thought I made out, police! Like, I couldn't make out fully what he was saying. But yeah. I think it was one of those things he wanted to get it out while the cameras were rolling. It was just like, ha ba ba ba!
I'm famous now!
But I liked it. He touched on a lot of good stuff. We'll see.
Come November.
Yeah. I mean,
only time will tell.
I mean, prior to last night, it was kind of like, well, he's the bowl of shit that smells the less. Because they're all bowls of shit. It's just like, who smells less? But you know, he nailed a lot of stuff, and I was like, oh, that's good.
Nice.
I agree with raising minimum wage, and he wants to cap off prescriptions, not just for elderly, but for us too.
You know?
Like, if you have to like refinance, he wants to fix that. He wants to get rid of credit card late fees.
Yeah.
He wants to cap those because if you have a credit card late fee.
Yeah.
They'll automatically charge you $34.
Yeah.
And he's like,
it used to be 27.
And he's like, that's too much.
It is.
And he goes, so we're going to
maybe $15.
He goes, I'd like to get rid of it altogether, but you know, he goes, so I think we'd like to cap it at like 8. And I'm like, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
Yes.
Less than $10. I can do that.
The thing, I don't want to get like political, but the thing that I really liked. Well, the thing that I really liked was that he was calling shit out. And this is stuff that I thought he should have been doing the whole time.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah. And it was because it was funny. He was like, you know, I was like, this is the Biden that we should have seen this whole time. Because he was sitting
out
there.
Too little, too late.
Yeah, well, hopefully not. But he was sitting out there, and he was talking about an infrastructure plan that he had put through.
Yeah.
And they were clapping, you know, the people clapping. And then because the Senate's on the floor. So some of the Senate was like, yay, you know, they were clapping. Yeah. And he looks over and he goes, I couldn't help but notice you applauding. He goes, and you downvoted and you didn't even want the bill to pass. You tried to make it fail. He goes, so I tell you what, if you have a problem with the money that's coming into your district from this bill that you refuse to pass, maybe give back to me. Because I'll be happy to take it. And I was like, yes. Yeah. I loved calling people out because, I mean, a lot of them do that. They'll downvote a bill and stuff and then take credit for it when it, you know, when it helps the community. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you shouldn't get a pass like that.
Yeah.
You know, because you didn't give a shit enough about your constituents to let that go. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, so he was calling that shit out. And he's like, you know what? You can't love your country only when you win.
Right, true.
You know, you have to love it all the time. And I was like, boom. And the other thing that I love, and I'll say this and then I'll walk away because I don't want to get it. I don't want to get it too. But in the past couple of years, just like for women, we've gone completely backwards. Like women's rights are just being stripped away. And there's a lot of people.
Flashing their boobs.
Running for flashing their boobs.
Well, you said stripped
and,
away.
There's a lot of people running and people who are in office now that want less. And I literally heard someone running and they were like, so a woman's place is in the home and you should just be in the kitchen. And I was like, what the like, this is acceptable now to say, right? So the Supreme Court was at the State of the Union address and they downvoted Roe versus Wade. They got rid of it. And Biden looks down at him and he goes, oh, and by the way, he's like, when I'm, you know, if I'm lucky enough to be reelected, he goes, I'm going to overturn that. He goes, that's going back. We're bringing Roe versus Wade back. He goes, because there are people who get IVF treatments so they can have children. He's like, and you have now made that impossible for them to do that. Yeah. He's like, and we should not be making it more difficult. And people have to leave states to get procedures, life-changing and life-saving procedures done. And they shouldn't have to do that.
Right.
No.
He goes, so we're going to fix that. And then he looked right at them, and the camera panned and showed them. And he goes, and you're going to find out, he's like, that women, the you know, not only do they have the electoral power, they have the political power. He's like, so, and you're going to find it all out come November. And I was like, go, Joe!
Yo, Joe!
Get it done! I was like, because I've been pissed off.
That's half the battle.
It's like, I completely disagree with government being like, this is what you should do with your body. You know? I remember years ago when Obama was in office, and Michelle Obama was, I think it was a Michelle Obama, because she had that whole health thing. She wanted, like, a more healthy shit. And there was a whole thing about
water, don't drink soda.
There was a whole thing about banning like the big 7-Eleven, like the big gulps. They wanted to ban those like in New York and stuff like that. And I don't agree with that. If somebody wants a big gulp, they should be able to fucking have one.
Yeah, same with McDonald's and
adult.
Wendy's with the the biggie fries and the super size.
Yeah. It's like you don't have to buy it, but you should have the choice to buy it.
You can still do it.
Yeah.
Just order a large fry and a small fry, or a large fry and a medium fry.
Now I'm all fired up. But seriously, I don't agree with, like, you know, this is what you can do with your body, this is what you can't do with your body. Right. It's like,
yeah, my body.
No, you can't tell me that.
Right.
That's
bullshit.
That's bullshit. And, you know, what was funny is, and I'll steer it in this direction. There's this thing I was reading on Reddit, and this guy, I actually think he has some kind of mental problem, but that's just me. They call him the alien because he has had all of these reconstructive surgeries. He's had his ears removed. He had his nose removed. And all I could think of was Reservoir Dogs. He has had like
two... Was that song playing when he had them removed?
Yeah. He's had two fingers amputated on both hands, so he has only three fingers. He's had like these weird bump things put in his head, so he kind of looks like a dragon. He's had his tongue split,
like a dragon tongue.
Yeah, and all, like full body tattoo,
like a lizard.
Yeah, like full body tattoo.
Wow.
And I mean, it,
yeah, but he gets a date easy.
In a way, I disagree with that because it's like that's mutilation? A bit extreme. But
bring him home to mom.
And no doctor, I mean, he's had to go out of the country for these procedures because no proper doctor is going to be like, I'll amputate your fingers for no reason. Sure, why not?
Give me the money.
But that, my opinion of him, it's his life. You want to do that, okay, but right. Whatever. But now he's saying that he's finding it difficult to get work. And he doesn't know why. And I was
like,
"What
kind of work's he trying to get?"
And I'm just sitting there going, "I know why."
I'm gonna work at Walmart. Welcome to Walmart.
Like, and I'm sorry that people will judge you by your appearance, but you look odd. I don't know what to say about you. Like,
you're working at a record store. That guy's cool.
I get him a job at GameStop. He'd probably fit right in. I don't know, but
a tattoo parlor.
Working at Chuck E. Cheese. Just put him on the costume.
I mean, I don't know what his credentials are, but Jesus.
Look at the circus freak show.
Yeah, but I mean, it's his right, I guess. I don't even know what country he lives in. But, okay.
One of the big ones.
One of the big ones. One of the ones that takes up a lot of map.
Continents.
You know that country. That's a map.
196 countries.
Yeah. So did we have a winner last week?
We did have a winner. Congratulations to Yvonne.
Oh, hey.
She guessed the breakup. Vince Vaughn.
Okay. That was a short applause. That's good movie.
So this week's quote's worth one gift card to Dunkin' Donuts. You name the... Guess the name of the movie on the YouTube video. If you're first to correct, you win. Pretty easy. Ready?
Seems it. Oh, there he goes.
You know it. It's easy.
He's firing himself up.
Fired
easy
up.
Peasy.
The great Bambi, that wimpy deer? Comment below. Yeah.
What a wuss.
Oh, dear. So thank you so much for joining us. We will see you next time. I don't know why I'm accentuating the you so much.
You.
Before I send it down the table, woo! Here's a fun fact of the week. Easter in Norway is also celebrated by reading crime novels.
Wow. Nice.
Here comes the Easter Bunny with your Agatha Christie.
Nice.
Have a great weekend. Don't forget to set your clocks ahead 1 hour.
Ugh.
Have a good everything. If you got to show your boobs in public, make sure you got a perfect 10.